called Beyond the Call of Jury, and it's really going to take into encompass all the work we did before we met Ian and the work that we're doing after Ian. So Ian will obviously be, you know, mentioned in dispatches in it, but I think we all know about Ian, that he's been done to death quite a lot. But that will be included. But we're really concentrating on all the things that brought the band together to be Ian Dury and the Blockheads, and then, of course, the work after when Ian died in 2000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, I suppose there was a lot of attention on him after he died, and, you know, there's been the movie and stuff like that. Why has it taken 15 years then for you to sort of, try and put your own story out there?
Because we have been about, no one's shown an interest. I mean, even when we were with Ian, it was really Ian's record company, Ian's management, and we were the band that surrounded him and facilitated, you know, the albums and co-wrote with him. But there's no one really shouting our corner. And even the movie, you know, no one interviewed the band.
Right.
That was the movie was written by someone who was a friend of Ian's son and got second-hand stories, which were all, you know, there's relevant truth in them.
Yeah.
But they didn't come from us.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean,
so no one's really. What I'm saying, Mark, is no one's really been interested in what goes on with the Blockheads, apart from the Blockheads. So, you know, we've decided to do this before it's too late.
Yeah.
Because we're all getting on now, so we can't remember that much. So we're trying to do it before it all goes, all disappears into the mystic.